So we'll say there's a pasuk in the beginning of the parasha. I may have told this to some of you yesterday over the course of Purim, but that the pasuk really struck me in such an neshamadik way, and I think Torah is conveying to us such a profound lesson. So this is in the beginning of parasha Tzav, Perek Vav, pasuk Dalet. To give you the context, so the Torah is telling us that halacha lemaisa, the first thing that the kohen does during the day is Trumas Hadeshen. He goes ahead and he removes the ash from the Mizbeach and takes it out. So the Torah says something amazing. This is Perek Vav, Perek Vav, Pasuk Dalet, chapter 6, verse 4. So the Pasuk says, Upashat es begadav velavash begadim acherim. He will take off his clothing and he will put on other clothing. Votzias Hadeshen al michutz lamachaneh makom tahar. And he will take out the ash to outside of the camp, to a pure place. We'll say a very simple and straightforward pasuk. Rashi HaKadosh tells us, of course, when he takes out the ash, he's going to change his clothing. It's not right for the kohen. He's essentially taking out the trash. So it's not nice for the kohen to wear his regular big day kuna when he's doing this. He changes his clothing in order to take out the ash. But the Torah is conveying to us something incredibly and overwhelmingly profound. Ufashat es bigadav v'lavash bigadim achirim. We'll say, sometimes in life, you have to change your clothing. What does your clothing represent? And this is a profound lesson, especially coming off of Purim. Right? Something you have to change your clothing. What does clothing represent? Well, it's like clothing represents your external circumstances of life. Clothing represents the chitzonius. That sometimes in life there are external circumstances which are holding me back. Sometimes it's the wrong association with the wrong kind of people. Sometimes there are certain flawed aspects of my lifestyle. Sometimes there are certain things within my home life that need to change. My work life that need to change. My social life that need to change. That's ultimately the begadim that we wear. The clothing that we wear are the external circumstances of our lives. Step number one in growth is sometimes you have to find the courage to take off the old clothing and replace it with new clothing. Upashates bigadav v'lavash bigadim achirim. That's step one. Step two, votzias hadashen. Step two, Rabbi Osai, is take out the trash. See, all of us sit and live with ash, right? We sit with stuff that sits in our heart, that sits in our soul, that we've been lugging around and schlepping around for a very long time. And it's stuff that occupies valuable emotional and spiritual real estate. It's negativity that sometimes overtakes me in such profound and negative ways. The first order of business is, sorry, the second order of business is, v'hotzias hadeshen. You have to identify the trash. You have to identify the ash which you have inside. And you have to find the courage to take out the trash. Because you're both saying, unless I'm willing to identify that which is dark and that which is broken and that which is trash inside of me and figure out how to expunge it, it stymies my growth and prevents me from self-actualizing. And I will say, lastly, if I'm able to do these things, if I'm able to go ahead, and where do I have to take the trash? Amichutz l'machana. Got to get it out of your life. You have to figure out a way to unload and offload the negativity which may be weighing you down. I will say two profound steps to overwhelming and cathartic life change. Ufashates bigadav v'lavash bigadim achirim. It's one step. Change your clothing. Find the courage. And I will say it's amazing. Then the model of change, the first thing you start changing is not anything within. You start changing the external pieces first. Because first of all, those are a little bit easier and a little bit more obvious. Change your clothing. Change your external circumstances. Make the changes that need to be made. Step number two, take out the trash. Get rid of the ash, which ultimately is clouding your neshama and preventing you from becoming the real you need to be. And if you take those two steps, let's say, how does the pasuk end? Al makom tahar. L'bizoch ha-mirtz Hashem. To make the journey to the most halig, to the holiest, to the most pure of places in life. If you find the courage to change your clothing, if you find the courage to take out your personal trash, then Amir Tashem, you will be zocha to make it to the destination of your makom of Tara. Good Shabbos.